Chair, we'll call the December 13th, 2022 meeting of the Municipal Officer Electoral Board to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Clerk, if you please call the roll.
Yes. Mayor Langfelder.
Here.
Clerk Lesko. Present. Alderman Redpath.
Here.
Thank you.
Chair will entertain a motion to adopt the rules of procedure.
So move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? I think those have been distributed to everybody. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. The two cases that we're appearing for is first case of the agenda is 2022-MOEB-1, Nicholas Austin versus Jaleesa Davis. And the second case is agenda number 2022-MOEB-2, Jason Mendonca, hope that's right, versus Calvin Pitts. With regards to the rules that have been distributed, the response time for the objections is next Thursday, is that correct?
This
yes. Thursday at 5 o'clock. So those of you that are being contested, you should receive or have received the information with regards to the objection to your particular petitions. And if not, we can give those to you today from the clerk or corporation counsel. And then you can review those documents and then have a response returned to the clerk's office by 5 o'clock Thursday, a written response. And I'd like to make a motion or entertain a motion to designate a hearing officer of John Mielek to hear and make a recommendation with regards to the findings.
So move.
Second.
Been moved. Second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, aye. Say nay. Motion carries. So by designating the hearing officer, what that person will do is look into the responses to the objections and then make a determination for the hearing board. And it's the hearing board's option to follow the recommendations of the hearing officer, or if we so choose to go a different direction based on the discussions and the comments made at that particular hearing. The next hearing date would be set after the hearing officer, John Mielek, has time to review the information. So is there anything else as far as those procedures?
Just very briefly, the rules are the same rules that the council had adopted over the last couple of times. It does set out, as the mayor mentioned, the response times. The objection that's been filed is now a matter of record. You are the candidates to receive a copy by tomorrow. Then they have 24 hours following that, 5 o'clock on Thursday, to make a response. You know, it can be in any manner you deem appropriate. Then the hearing officer will convene a proceeding, which there will be notice for, where any arguments or discussions or evidence would be presented to the hearing officer, and that's Judge Mielek. He's a retired judge, and so it would be conducted just in a very normal manner. He'll set a schedule, but it will be very concise, meaning it'll be very quick. Then that hearing officer will make a recommendation back to the board, just as you may recall last time. Then the board will make a determination to accept the recommendations, reject the recommendations, modify whatever they deem appropriate. So that sets the process started. Formal notice is to be to the candidates by 5 o'clock tomorrow, which they will actually have today. Then they have till basically 24 hours to make a response to the objection. And the hearing officer then will set a time frame to discuss, any factual disputes.
Question?
Alderman Redpath.
Who will they respond to?
They will file a response the same as the objector did. They'll file a response with the clerk's office.
Okay.
Just in the ordinary manner as you would with any of these.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions from the board? Is there any questions from individuals in the audience?
I would just ask
if you'd like to come up and state your name, and for the council, we'd appreciate it.
Sure. Good afternoon. Anthony Schering, counsel for the objectors in both cases. My business address is 205 South Fifth Street. I would just ask that service be done by email, if everybody's okay with that, as opposed to physical mail. I knew that this proceeding was taking place. I didn't receive mailed notice of it, so I'm certainly willing to consent to service by email if that's okay.
Is that okay with the petitioners, that email would constitute notification? Yeah. So what we'll do is ask for a response when the clerk will send out the notice, and then we'll ask for everybody to respond back that they've received it or affirm it. And then that way we know you did receive it. Okay. Anything else on that, clerk?
Nope. That's good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments for the board? We'll stand recessed until the pending recommendations of the hearing officer. Is there a motion for adjournment?
One question. Will you be notifying the hearing officer that is of his appointment?
Yes. Corporation Counsel will.
Right. Yes. Thank today. You. I mean, we'll talk with him today.
Okay. Thank you. Any motion to questions? Adjourn, Mr. Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. We're adjourned till the pending the recommendations of the hearing officer. Thank you.